Hello, everyone. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Thank you for taking your time out to be with us tonight. Praise God. But before we go into anything, let's invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go before the throne room of grace tonight and let's seek mercy in the time of need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come before you tonight, Lord God, and we thank you that the word declared that anything that we do, we should rely on you. We should always come to you for you to lead us and to guide us. The word of God declared that in John 17 said, when the Comforter comes, he is going to lead us. And he is going to guide us into all truth. Amen. So because we don't know that what the Holy Spirit of his on his thought or on his mind, we have to go, the Father, really, we have to go to the Holy Spirit, pray in the Spirit, or communicate with the Father himself and let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us because we need it. He said, in the Word of God, it says in John 14, said, for you to keep my commandments, and he say, for you to pray, hallelujah, pray the Father, and he will send, or he shall give unto you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. So tonight, Holy Father, we come before you, and we invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now. Come now and dwell. Come now and lead. Come now and guide. Come now and open the mysteries that we don't know, but only you know, Father, and you will reveal it to us based on Amos 3. It says, you do nothing unless you reveal it unto the prophet. So tonight we come and we sit at your feet, and we thank you, Holy Father, that you are revealing everything that needs to be known. And when we get that information, Father, we will move and we will do and we will be obedient to the word of God that has been downplayed into our heart, into our mind, and as a matter of fact, it says your soul, because we are a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. So we hide ourselves behind the cross. I hide myself behind the cross tonight and let you come forth, Holy Father, by your spirit, that you may be glorified in the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for the windows of heaven that it is opened up and you are pouring out information that we don't even know, but you know, and you're going to give it to us tonight. We move back and we hide ourselves behind the cross. And we pray that you will come forth and be glorified in the earth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you that your presence is here. Father, in the name of Jesus, if I have committed any sin, any form, any shape, I ask you now to wash me in the blood. Cleanse me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. That way I can come boldly to the throne of grace and I could seek your mercy in the time of need. Holy Spirit, come now and come and present yourself to your people. I hide myself behind the cross and I let you, Holy Spirit, come forth and glorify the Father in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray tonight that everything that we do will be done in order. It will be done for your glory. It will be done for your praise. It will be done for your children. Only you know about your children, Lord. I don't, but you do. I do not, as I said, I don't. Therefore, I do not know what's in their heart, but you know. You're the person that's going to give out information. You are that person. So, Holy Spirit, now speak. Speak now, Holy Spirit, in the name that is above every name. Arakoshanda da Yemokori Hiramambo. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Bekende. In the Malokondola in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. I give you praise, Father. I give you praise, Almighty God. I give you praise and I give you worship in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Once again, welcome. Welcome. So tonight is prayer. Tonight is prayer. Tomorrow is fasting. And Thursday night is our class. But I send out the fasting instruction just now. And so I did it a little bit differently because I want us to pray and to intercede for the upcoming meeting. The upcoming meeting that's what we're gonna have. We're supposed to have 5 meetings in Connecticut. So I send out information for prayer. We start praying and interceding, not only for us, not only for the location, but I want to say for the whole nations of the world. We see what's going on right now. And the bottom part of that, I also put to pray for the children, because the enemy has an onslaught out there for those children. The enemy just want to just confuse them and want to take them out. The enemy want to confuse them and want to take them out. Yeah, that's what he wants to do. He wants to take out the younger generation. So please, please. Last week we talked about, or I think the last time we spoke, we talked about, I think it was Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. Have that kind of mindset. Pray for your family. Pray for your neighborhood. Pray for your surrounding areas. And then just pray for the nation and just lift up the younger generation. Amen. Tonight, I want to target depression tonight. I want to target depression tonight. What is going on with us? What is depressing us? What is going on? Why are we depressed? Why are we turning to other gods? Why are we not taking out the word of God? And why are we not praying and seeking his face? Why are we not repenting? Why are we not walking in love? Why are we not seeing the fruits of our labor? Why are we not out for be our brother's keeper? Why not? Let's first pick the beam out of our eyes first before we go start picking it out of somebody else. If we are going through depression tonight, or any one of our family members or anybody that we know, let's just stand in the gap for that individual. Let's just stand in the gap and intercede as start interceding. That is what intercession does. We intercede for individuals. At some given time, I'm going to go over the different, and I think I did before. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We had talked about, but I'm going to talk about it again. The different types of prayer, but we're not going to do that tonight. But at some given time, we're going to talk about the different type of prayer. Prayer of submission, prayer of consecration, corporate prayer, intercession. We're going to go over that. All different kind of prayer. Hallelujah. But tonight is going to be on depression. So why do we get depressed? Why are we depressed? I was reading something from my dad, looking it over, and he says, depression is considered as a major illness. And it is affecting millions of people every year. It's a mental problem. And I believe, as I'm talking to you about it tonight, it's coming back to remembrance. I believe we talk about this, but I've seen some things And I feel in my spirit. I feel in my spirit about depression. It's a mental issue. That means the enemy is trying to come in to mess with the physical. It's coming to mess with your mind. And once your mind is outdated and outwarped, he can come in and he can mess with your heart. Recognize the seriousness and the threat, which often triggers major health problems affecting our physical body. So I believe that we have to start eating right. I have to start eating right. You have to start eating right. You have to take the food apart that you're putting in your body. Hey, you're talking to the choir, right? Sometimes the food that we eat can even affect our mindset. I noticed that some things that I eat, it may not affect my mindset, but it makes you get sluggish. And so that might even have something to do with your mind also. So we have to take responsibility. We have to take the initiative and say, you know what? Oh my God, we've been doing this thing for a while. We got to get results. We need results. We can't be going around and just keep going around the building, going around, keep going around. A three-day journey for 40 years. There come a time where we got to say enough is enough. So let's come against and say, Satan, enough is enough. We bind up the spirit of depression. Depression in our generation. And as we talk about, who is my generation? Who is your generation? If you're a mom online, and if you have children, or if you have a child, that child is your generation, right? If you have a mom and a dad and sisters and brothers, your siblings, those are your family. So that's why I started praying differently. The generation of the righteous is blessed. It says wealth and riches will be in their house. That does not necessarily mean money, monetary gifts. It could be anything that Genesis 1 talks about. When you look at Genesis 1, remember now this is prayer, but we're setting up some area here that we can, you know, everything that we do it and let us be whole instead of, you know, get up every day with the same ritual. Oh my God, no. We got to get some results. We got to get some results. And at the end of the day, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. So let's get back to the very good. Adam and Eve died. We talk about it, I remember, because everything that we're talking about now, like I said, I communicate with different people on a different level, day, different levels, different scales of communication. So maybe we didn't talk about this, but every time I'm saying something, it's like it's coming back. That simply means we must have talked about it before. God said everything that he has made, he said, and behold, that means he's saying, look. Get excited. He got excited. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they got excited. All three of them communicating, and they said, look, it is very good. It is very good. And he stopped right there because the evening and the morning was the sixth day. He stopped. It's very good. We are very good in his sight. He created us not good, but very good. Yo, yeah, exceptionally good. We are very, very good. Glory to God. So depression, yes, it comes because the enemy brings it in and the enemy wants it to come in and have a control. So that way you can't think. You're on a job that takes you down, make you get stressed out, bring in depression. Oh, I can't go to sleep because I'm tired. I'm tossing and turning. Why? Because your mind is on, it's racing all over the place. It has something to do with your sight. So what are you going to do about that? You're going to have to turn to the Word of God. You're going to have to turn to prayer. You're going to have to turn to intercession. You got to intercede for yourself. You have to see yourself very, very good. I didn't say this. The word of God declared in John 6, 6 to 3, the words that Jesus spoke, they not only word, but their spirit, and they bring forth life. So tonight, we come for the very good. No matter what the enemy tries to put on us, we were created in the image and the likeness of God, according to Thessalonians 5. I'm not making this thing up. I'm going over there. I'm going to go over there because the word of God is life. The word of God is powerful. The word of God's create is shapes. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Wherever you send it, it's going to accomplish what you want it to do. If you want to go out, like for me, you know, I don't like the cooking, but if I'm cooking something and say I got a recipe and I do not follow the recipe, it's not going to come out good. No. The word of God is the recipe. The word of God is the manual. And in that manual come that recipe. So the word of God is a manual and it's consistent. The recipe is inside of it. God's word is the recipe in the manual. Are you getting it? Oh, Malakata. I'm trying to find. Here we go. Listen to this. Talk about peace. If you're in depression, you don't have any peace. Before I come online, I got something in my mail, my email, where I believe it was Sunday. One of the next car, is it Sunday or yesterday? Is it Monday? His mother-in-law got up and killed us, the husband, take out herself, and then turn around, take her 11-year-old grandkids, get out. Why do you think she did that? Her mind was wondering. The enemy told her, this is the best way to do this. Kill your husband, kill your nephew, your grandson, and then turn around, put a gun on yourself. If when you get depressed, he wants you to take an overdose. You get depressed, wants you to go in and quit your job. But if you just take deep breaths in, I was ministering to someone yesterday. And I was telling them about myself and the things that I've been through. And how I thank God for what I've been through. Because at the end of the day, wow. I would do it again, I told that person. I would go through it again. Why? Why would I go through it again? Because I know the end result. You got to know the end result. You have to see yourself. Oh, they're trying to take you down on your job. They're trying to make you think that what you're doing is not right. Oh, yes, we are in a woke society now. We're in a society now that's woke. Yeah. So the Bible talks about that in Genesis, in Matthew 24, what was going to happen. So what's the problem? I had a girlfriend that died. The lady, I mean, I couldn't even believe that happened. I found out about it over the phone. So last week I had to rearrange everything and run down to, not Palm Coast, one over to Palm City. What's the name of Plant City for a funeral? Why? She's from Connecticut. She lives in Connecticut, but she's from down here and they send the body here. And it's a long story how I even found out that she died. One of my best friends. But she lives a different kind of lifestyle. She doesn't have a cell phone. And if she does, she hardly uses it. So she just have a landline. So the children couldn't find my name. But thank God for modern technology. Now you could go on your phone and you could look through Google and you could see obituary. And that's how come we found out. My husband was looking for something else and found that out. Let me tell you, let's get ourselves in order. Let's get ourselves in order. I remember a couple of years when I was saying to the girl yesterday, how the enemy wanted me to come off the highway. It's going through a lot of problems, a lot of turmoil in my life. Living in Enfield, and it says exit off. I think it was either 45, because one of those exits, they kind of block up, kind of blocked it off. Exit off the exit. So I did. The enemy speaks. How are you going to know the difference? You will know the difference by the word of God. He said, my sheep know my voice. The voice of a stranger. Voice of a stranger. It will not listen to. Yes, you may get sidetracked, but at the end of the day, you have to snap out of it and come back to Jesus. You got to come back to Jesus and get a come back to Jesus reality. Or else you're going to be taken out. You will be dead because that's what he wants. And you know what? You got to get to the mindset. So what if you even die? So what? To be absent from the body is to be present with your king. You got to get radical and let the devil know you don't care. You don't care. Depression. Don't let them come and talk to you and tell you that you're not good. Don't let anyone put you down and tell you that you're not going to amount to anything. So, your friends don't like you. Your family member don't care about you. Your neighbors, your job, your husband, your wife. So, you start walking in love. You start calling in and getting an attraction of where if you're being rejected, if you feel like you're being rejected, then you ask God to send forth the spirit of acceptance in your life. We are spirits. The Bible tells us that we are a spirit. Look how many times we go over the same scripture. You go and Google it and find it because we have talked about it so many times. You are a spirit. And it's the same thing I was reading right here in 1 Thessalonians 5. You are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. Jesus Christ is a spirit. The Father, the God, the Son, they are a spirit. And you know what? If you read John 17, go read it for yourself. He says you are locked up in Jesus and Jesus is locked up in you. Don't worry. I bind the spirit of depression. I break and I bind the spirit of depression. And I command the depression to go. Kalamokura in the name of Jesus Christ. Baba. I bind up financial problems that you may be able to use the money that God give it to you and give it to you wisely, and you know how to use it wisely, and you know how to budget. So what? Yes, everybody make mistake. You got a credit problem. So you need to do something, and your credit, you have a credit issue. Talk to your creditors. There's no debtor's prison in America. Oh, if you owe the IRS, okay, call them. Make an arrangement. Whoever you owe, talk to somebody. Spiritual failures, talk to God about it. Repent and turn from your wicked ways. So you're going to have loss of income. So what? You never bring anything with you. You never bring anything in this world. You come naked and you're going to go back naked. So what if you lose some money? Fine, I've lost a lot of money. And God restore. Don't get depressed over that. The lady died, she's one of my best friends. I know her when I first got saved in the early 80s. That was my prayer warrior. Me and her stand in the gap. We stand and we pray. She got her set, I got my set. Everybody have different settings, and she's setting her ways and I'm setting my ways. And I couldn't even cry when I went to see one of the funeral. I could not cry because I know she's with Jesus. If she doesn't make it over to Jesus, I don't know who's going. This lady, when you call her, she's preaching the word. We're praying and she is praying the word. That is how she rolls. What kind of depression are you going through tonight? Let's attack it. Let's go in. Marital problems. Husband in the house getting on your nerves. Wife in the house getting on your nerves. You got a boyfriend problem. You ain't even supposed to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. But hey, until you get ready to get married, nobody can tear you down. All sin is the same sin. No big sin ain't no small sin. We have to get to the problem and give it over to Jesus. So your husband said he wants a divorce. Wife said they want a divorce. Okay. Let's think about this. If either or is not saved, the Bible says, let the unbeliever depart. You got to get to the fact that you won't be depressed about nothing. Give it over to Jesus. Mommy and daddy get a divorce. All right, you know what? You coming up in life, say to yourself, I'm going to have the best marriage there is. I'm going to find somebody. Somebody going to find me, or I'm going to find somebody. Whatever, vice versa, any way you want to splash it. I can't tell you how to run your show. But ask the Holy Spirit to bring that person to be attracted to you, and you're attracted to that person. And don't think that when they come in, it's going to be hunky dory because it has to be worked on. Marriage is workable. And you got to get up and you got to speak the word of God over you on a continual basis. You're going to speak life in the marriage, you're going to speak life in the family. So your children don't want to talk. They don't want to listen. Speak life. Bind the spirit of depression and release the spirit of joy and peace and righteousness. Declare over yourself. There's no temptation that is common to man. God is faithful and he will let you not be tempted beyond your control that you cannot bear. Lord God Almighty. Lord God Almighty. I will not think about I want to go take pills. I will not think that I want to go take an overdose. I will not think that I want to get up and lose my job and quit my job. I want to give my notice before the time. I want to wait this thing out. I want to weigh this thing out. Pain and sickness, I want to weigh it out. I want to stand and I want to believe God
According to Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, by his stripes I am healed. Lord God, I thank you for healing. Lord God, I thank you that I'm healed. Lord God, I thank you that I'm healed. I got healing scriptures. I got healing scriptures. Lord, I thank you that the voice of the Lord is upon me and that my body is formed and shaped in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God live in my body. He will not put sickness upon me. He will heal me. I have a piece of paper. I used to give this out. I'm looking at it. I don't know every scripture, but I'm looking at this one. I used to give out the scriptures in healing school. And I just think about it. I went in my drawer and took it out. You got to have some literature, paper, Bible, pencil, book. Start writing. Start communicating with the Holy Spirit. Start praying. Start talking. You don't have to go around in the house like a zombie every day. No, I didn't say that. Have them in your heart. They're going to come a time when you can't speak. You can't say nothing about Christianity. The Bible talks about it. If you're still alive. Lord God, I don't want to go to that trial and tribulation. I want to go to Jesus. I want to do what I was called to do here on earth. So that's why I'm asking every single person in the fasting that we have for tomorrow, please just fast and pray for the Holy Tabernacle. Fast and pray for us. Fast and pray for the people that's working with me in the ministry. Fast and pray for the people that's coming. Fast and pray for the young people. That's what we're going to be doing for the whole month. We are going to put the meeting. We are going to put ourselves. We need finances. Ask God to send people to bring in finances. We're going to need travel expenses. I'm going to have to pay for hotel. I'm going to have to pay for the place that I'm going. Call for people. We're not here begging anyone anything, but have God open the heart of the people that they start giving, that they start giving, that we may be able to go for it and do what he calls us to do. And do what he calls us to do. Ask God, what can you do to give? How much can you give? What can it, how, you know, if you're in Connecticut area, if you can come in and if you could help. Call me. As a matter of fact, the place that we can go only holds 75 to 100 people. So whoever you are going to take with you that time for the meeting, please. We didn't put on the flyer that Sonny had sent out. It's not on the flyer. But please text me with the amount of people that's coming. People that you're telling that's coming. Just give me an idea. That we will have enough chairs over there. I could tell Pastor Black, because some of you guys know Pastor Black, because that's where I used to minister in West Hartford. Pray for the upcoming meeting. Lift up my husband and I. Lift up the people that's going to participate. Lift up the hushers. Lift up the people in there. Lift up the one that's going to in the front. Lift up every single person. Lift up the musician. Just lift the people that's coming in, that we get signs and wonders. When we used to be in Manchester, we see people foot grow out, people who are lean. We see people who have cancer got healing. We see people who got all kinds of sickness and disease. Just get back to that. Just have the Holy Spirit open up the doors, open up the windows, saturate us with the Spirit of God. It is not about us, it's all about Him. Bring your family in and come in that one day. Just give that one day. Take your time off. You don't just like you take time off to go over the world. Take your time off that day to come in. Come in and sit down and hear what the Holy Spirit have to say. Even if you have to take the plane, whatever you got to do, if you can make it, come. Come. God put this together for a reason. He put five meetings together. See if we could make it to all five. I have a jam pack. I'm back to back in the things that I'm doing. Pray for the ministry. Pray that God will open up doors. Pray, pray, pray. I have people want to come. Pray for my husband. He's the driver. He may not be able to drive all the time. Because this is a different mandate. Pray Pray for your family. Lift up your family. Lift up your neighborhood. Lift up your neighborhood. Lift up your Okola Basata. Lift up your Jerusalem. Lift up your Jericho, the Mosoda, Judea, in Samaria. Lift it up. We talked about it before. Go back over the tapes. Go back over the Holy Tabernacle. The Holy Tabernacle. Come. Go back over. Listen. Listen to what we talked about before. It is on iCloud. It's on tape. It's in archive. I believe it's up there. Please. Please. Please don't get caught up in small beginnings. Please, for God's sake, trust God and live. Things are winding down. The enemy is at bay. We have to keep him out of our lives. We have to apply our foot on his neck. Shomakata. Shikimokoto. You got to see yourself victorious tonight. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty. They're mighty, true God. They're mighty, true God. We come and we pull down every stronghold, every demonic force, every lying spirit of witchcraft that want to come in and set up shop into our homes and in our generation. We break and we bind and send it back where it come from, to the pit of hell. We break every fingers of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We put our nail into their nail and we pull it out now in the name of Jesus. We put on our antenna and we walk around and we see and we go and we lurks and we look. And where the enemy is, we drag him out and say, come out. Come out. You're not welcome here. You're not welcome in my house. You're not paying my rent. You're not paying the mortgage. You're not paying my car payment. You're not welcome. Hold up. Get out. Get out, demon. You're not welcome. Get out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. As a matter of fact, I told you, when you come in here, Mashokora, make sure you bring your oil. Make sure you bring your cup. You never know when we're going to do communion. You never know when the Holy Ghost is going to say do communion. Make sure. You know what? I have my communion cup. I just felt like going in and take one. This thing won't open up. But I tell you one thing. If it doesn't even open up, you have yours. You make yours open. Lord have mercy. Never on false nails. And the false nails now make it open. You know what matter with nails. But next time when it come out, me not put on no more. Mm-mm. No, child. This is not going to work for me. So there you go. You take the bread. You blessed it. You blessed it. Hold on, my thick and did it. Uramambakalabande. Yes, I'm going to go over the 1 Corinthians 11. Verse 25. Oh, glory, glory, glory. 24. And he break the bread. He said, this is his body. What's his body? His body was broken for you and for me. I'm going to eat the bread. Yes. Healing belongs to me. I am healed. You are healed. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks and praise. We give you thanks and praise. And you said, Father, at the ending part of this, you said, if you're sinning, do not take it. Because you're bringing condemnation on yourself. So tonight I repent, Lord, and I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to forgive every single person under my honor, both sides, under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. And then it comes now, after I eat the body, okay? I eat it. Remembrance of what you broke, how you was broken on the cross for me. You take all those beatings for me, God Almighty. You took it all in for me. By his stripes, I am healed. You want healing tonight? The devil bring on depression on you, say you're not going to be healed. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Every bone in your body, I call for healing. Every blood vessel in your body, I call for healing. In the name of Jesus, heal, heal, heal. Every disease under our feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. Call for that body. Call for those joints to be whole. Every mucus in the body, every blood cell in the body, function properly. Diabetes broken in the mighty name of Jesus. High blood pressure broken in the name of Jesus. Cancer spirit broken in the name of Jesus. Bloat in the belly. Oh, I break it in the name of Jesus. Oh, that lady, that woman, that man, I command your body to be in line to function accordingly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every sweat, sweating. Oh my God, just sweating. You sweat so much, you start smelling. I break it in the name of Jesus. I come against that in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. And I take the salt out of the hand of God, and wash it up from the bottom. Wash your head to the bottom. Break every bread. Break every bread now in the Jesus name. And then we lift up the blood of Jesus. We call it the wine. Oh, God, it's a new covenant. Lord, I thank you when I praise you and I drink it. Thank you, Lord. By his stripes, I'm healed. The blood of Jesus, I got a new covenant. Everything that you died for, I got it. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, you send your word and you heal me. I put on the whole armor of God because I'm able to stand. Stand there for, stand there for, stand, I stand. I stand, oh God, I'm able to stand against every wiles of the enemy. My mind is fine. My brain is fine. My brain is functioning properly. Wisdom belongs to me. Understanding belongs to me. Knowledge belongs to me. I walk in obedience to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he is the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. And he takes reign over my life. He takes reign over my generation life. He takes reign over my family life. He takes reign over my life. He takes reign. Everything that I've done, I do it according to his will and his purpose. Oh, glory to God. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. There will be no backlash in the mighty name of Jesus. There will be no confusion in the mighty name of Jesus. Depression, I speak to you, and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. I bind depression now in the name of Jesus. I drive it now in the name of Jesus. And I say, come up and come out. In Jesus' name, come up and come out. In Jesus' name, I call for the mind to be whole. In the name of Jesus, I call for wholeness. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. I thank you. We break all bondage of depression. In the name of Jesus, I leave my peace. Jesus said, I leave peace. I give unto you. Oh, God. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Thank you, God. Thank you for peace in that home. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for joy in that home. Thank you for joy in those children. Thank you that those children go to bed and sleep. Good. The enemy won't come in and won't mess with their mind. Oh, God, I thank you that the joy of the Lord becomes their strength in the mighty. Oh, Lord God, I thank you. Father, I thank you and I praise you. They won't be oppressed. They won't be oppressed. They won't be oppressed, God. I bind the spirit of oppression. Oh, every stronghold in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, Isaiah 41, verse 10. So we do not fear. Because you are with us, Lord, and we are not dismayed. For I'm your God. You'll strengthen us, God. You'll help us, God. You'll watch over us, God. You'll keep us in the right hand, Lord God, in the palm of your hand. Your right hand will hold us up. Jehovah God, you are our strong tower. You know how to rescue. You're the Lord that sanctifies. You're the Lord God that redeems. You're the Lord God that brings peace. You're the Lord that brings us into righteousness, that we have right standing with you. You're the Lord God Almighty. You're the God that sent your son in the lion's den, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Lord God, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that the mouth of the lion is closed. I thank you, Lord. But the lion of Judah, the lion of Judah, the lion of Judah, the lion of Judah is in there. In all false God, who is trying to impure, my God, to make them look like they are the lion of Judah. Oh, that's a lie. We bind up every other lion that want to come in and bite, that want to come in and sniff and say, we're going to take you. Oh, no, there is a fourth man in the fire. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we come out of this fire. We're not even a scratch. We're not even a smell. We come out whole. We come out clean. We come out sanctified. We come out blessed. Oh, the blessing of the Lord, it makes us rich and it add no sorrow. Lord God, I thank you. And as we march, God, as we march in with our banners up and we say, back off, Satan, back off, devil, back off, demon, back off, you and your host. 1/3 of you have been thrown out of heaven. And we say, back off. Back off. We got the keys to the kingdom of God. We thank you tonight. We bind every sickness and disease. Every sickness and disease. Oh, baba. Oh, put your hand up and praise him. Put your hand up and give him praise. Put your hand up and give him worship. Let praise come into your home. Let praise come into your home. Let praise come into your home. Let worship, worship. Oh, give him worship. Give him worship. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Spirit of the living God, come now and rest upon your people. Spirit of the living God, come now and rest upon your people. Spirit of the living God, come now and rest upon your people. Spirit of the living God, come now and rest upon your people. The devil hates you. The devil hates you. The devil hates you. He hates you. He hates you. But my God, we have confidence. Confidence. Confidence in the word of God. Confidence in the word of God. We bind. We bind. We bind all flesh. We bind all flesh. All thoughts and all few. Oh, God, and all feelings, being gonna go by feelings. We bind it up. Feelings have no part in sharing this word of God. We're walking in victory because we are victorious. He said, I will give you the keys to the kingdom. And he gave us the keys. He make a show of the enemy openly. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, forgive us for not listening. Forgive us for not moving strategically. Forgive us for not speaking your word. Forgive us for not knowing that there's life in the word of God. Forgive us if we're walking around like mediocre when we have the kingdom of God in our hands, living inside of us, breathing inside of us. Lord God, we cry out for forgiveness tonight. Forgive us, Lord God. Forgive me, God. Forgive me, God. The persons or the people or whoever is listening in the replay, forgive them, Lord God. Watch over them, God. Protect them and guide them, and let there be a Psalms 91 in their home, God. Oh, Rama, Mama. Let nothing come near their dwelling. Nothing touch their foot. Let them use their foot as the footmobile on the enemy's neck. Squeeze out everything, every life out of them, Lord Jesus. Mama, mama, mokula bututu kote ba. Hey, la da la mokota. Jesus. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty, true God. Lord, you are our refuge. I'm looking and I'm reading, the Lord is our refuge. He's a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. The Lord is good, a refuge in time of trouble. He cares for those who trust him. We know, Lord God, that you came through your son. We know that he died on the cross. And we know that he said that if you just call on him, simple just to call and ask him to forgive you. He said you are good and just to forgive us from all unrighteousness. That's just so simple. We don't have to go and sit back and call out every sin that we have committed. No. Confessed with your mouth. So we confess tonight, God. And we ask you, Jesus, to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. Oh, God. We believe now that you are our Lord and our Savior because we give your life to you. And your word declare that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And he said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. So if we speak out of our mouth, we know right there that we are creating life. And John 6:63 said, there is life in the word. So when we speak your word, there goes life. Thank you. I thank you for life, abundance. I thank you. And though we walk in the midst of trouble, we're going to stable, keep our mind stable on you. We're going to focus our attention on your word. We cannot look to the right and we cannot look to the left. We cannot get oppressed or depressed. Lord God, Lord God Almighty, I thank you for your word. I thank you. Your word is an action word. Your word is an action word. Your word is an action. When we open our mouth and when we're speaking your word, it is giving life to that word. It is putting it out in the atmosphere. So we speak now in the atmosphere to change the area that we live in. When we open our mouths, the situation, change the atmosphere. Life must be in our atmosphere. Joy must be in our atmosphere. Peace must be in our atmosphere. Tranquility must be in our atmosphere. Joy and love, finances must be. Anything that is very good must be in our atmosphere. Where God reigns. We have the confidence in you, Lord, that what we speak or what we say, that looks, I'm going to look at 1 Peter 2:24. I'm going to look at 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24, by strife you are healed. And what does 1 John 4:7 says? Peter, John. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Verse 7. Natokota ba 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 ba. We have the confidence, We know, Lord God, we know what we prayed for. We know, Lord. We know that we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb. 3 John 2. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Marama Kodaba. Yes. Yes, Lord. We know, Lord God. My. Everything is of you, Jesus. 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 You are the Word, Lord Jesus. And you're saturating your word, Jesus. My God, my God. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly there's no God. There's no God beside you. I trust you and I love you. I trust you and I love you. I trust you and I love you. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us. Thank you, Lord God, for working with us. Thank you, Lord God. You're the love of our lives. So tonight we come and we have confidence in you, knowing that everything that we talk about tonight or pray about tonight has come up as a sweet-smelling savor in your nostril. And we leave it at your feet. And we thank you for your blood. The blood that has been shed for us on the cross. In the name of Jesus. 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 I'm telling you, there's a lot of testimony. At least one person called me this week. As a matter of fact, I met up with a person. And they told me that just by being there, not on the call tonight, but just by coming in prayer and doing fasting with us,
there's something that he needed at his job. So he needed a breakthrough on his job in a project, and it works out. He got the project. And I'm like, wow, let's keep on doing what we're doing. Let's come together and just pray. And as I said, people that's on fasting tomorrow, just lift up the things that I put together and send over. And let's watch God move, not only in the life that we're going to touch, but in our lives also. Let's walk boldly before him. Let's thank him that he's opening doors. And you know what? It doesn't matter what the enemy brings. Just move forward. Just move forward. Let them have it. So what? Just say, hey, have it, take it, and move on. What are they going to do to you? They can't do nothing to you. Your father gave you life through Jesus Christ. Embrace it. You still have life here. Okay? You still have life. You still have life. And there is life in the Word. So if you want to have life, turn to the Word. Who is the Word? Not only the Word of God, but Jesus Christ and his Word. They are one. If you read John, you'll see it in there. Go, don't let me tell you. Read John 1. Go in there and focus your attention in finding out the scriptures for yourself. Do not sit back. Do not sit back and let someone tell you. No. Go and research it for yourself. Because then and then only you're going to know if somebody is telling you false or truth. Somebody's speaking lies or truthful things to you. Now, if they're not saying things truthfully, you're going to find out in your heart and you're going to scratch it. Somebody said something the other day. I was listening to a teaching and I'm like, okay, no, not what the word says. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to, you know, abandon everything that they're saying, but I'm going to pay close attention. I'm not going to put everything in my heart. That's not what the word says. You have to take the word out, read it for yourself. And let me tell you, every time you read the word, you may find something different in it. That's how the word is designed and always set up by God. So it goes precept up on precept and line upon line. That means every time you read it, you're getting more energy. That's all I could explain it. You're getting better. You're growing. Okay? You're going to stop drinking milk then and start eating meat, and you won't choke. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you. If you don't understand something, put your hand over your heart and talk to the Spirit of God. If you're still not getting it, call somebody who you trust. Let you and the person go over and reason together. And if what the person tells you and it still doesn't make sense, ask God to bring somebody in your path. Or ask God to please, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord Jesus. Open my eyes and my understanding, because I need to get it. I need to know. Okay? Praise God. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. We look forward to our fast. Praise him. Praise him. God is good. God is great. Let us thank him for his grace in our life. Good night, everyone.